Will the Rules Committee please come to order? Present are Senator Jacko, Senator Rieger, and myself. We have four bills for calendaring and one bill for an amendment because there was a slight change that needed to be made from what we did in judiciary.
Mr. Chairman, I can motion that we schedule for calendaring at the approval of the Chair, House Bill 280, House Bill 415, Senate Bill 220, and Senate Bill 303.
Are there objections to calendaring at the Chair's discretion, House Bills 280 and 415, and Senate Bills 220 and 303? Without objection, so ordered. That brings us to Senate Bill 286. We have the Judiciary Chair with us. Senator Taylor, come on up here, since you're handy. For the understanding of the committee, in Judiciary, we picked up the provisions on the conditions of parole and put them into the statute out of the regulations. But there was a problem brought to our attention by the Department of Law in one area, and that was that the provision that is in number 7 on page 3, a defensive weapon, deadly weapon, and this included pocket knife or residing in a place where there was a firearm or any knives longer than 3 inches. That's an area that's in the discretionary provisions by regulation versus in the mandatory provisions, because the Department of Law felt that by putting it in the mandatory provisions, it made it difficult for people who are commercial fishermen and who might live in a home where someone else had a firearm or something else. So that wasn't put in the mandatory provisions. That was in the mandatory ones in the Judiciary CS. So what we need to do is adopt the that's the only difference in the Judiciary CS and the proposed Rule CS. What we need to do is adopt the Rule CS.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd move that the Rules CS, that the bill, which is Luckupt 8-LS1686/K, be adopted as a Rule CS.
Are there objections? Without objections, the Rule CS is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, just a question on your explanation now. It's kind of discretionary as a condition of mandatory parole, the way it reads. It may require as a condition of mandatory parole, and that's what you mean to say? I guess it works.
Where are you reading now?
I'm reading that on page 3, lines 7 and 8. The lead into that language you were describing. It says a member may require as a condition of mandatory.
As a condition of parole, these are, the ones listed in this one are, wait a minute now. These are the statutory conditions. Then the next list, that list goes through 10, 11. The next list is B, which says the board may require as a condition. And that's the list that the previous non-mandatory, these were moved to the front and made mandatory, except that the one on firearms was not made mandatory because it was thought to be a hardship, firearms, knives, defensive weapons, because the board needs to be able to deal with commercial fishing and particularly rural activities and also people living in
so those are discretionary then.
Right.
Okay. It's a condition.
Nobody wants.
I think I understand, but just to make sure I understand, I don't want to drag this down. But you're looking at page 2, lines 26 and 27, and that is non-discretionary as far as a condition.
Right.
And then the same
may not possess or control a firearm. Right. That is the provision that's consistent with the federal law.
And the language on page 3 really does not speak directly to firearms.
Right.
It just talks about residing in a residence where there's a firearm. Okay.
Right. The Judiciary CS had the language that's on page 3 in that same number 8 on page 1. And that's why it's changed, because it was not totally workable.
Okay, so you still cannot possess a firearm, it's just how the proximity to a firearm is.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, we've adopted the Rules Committee substitute. We need a motion to approve the Rules Committee substitute for a calendar.
Okay, and report it out.
Right.
I move that CSSB 286 rules be reported out with individual recommendations and that it be approved for calendaring at discretion of the chair.
Without objection, Senate Bill 286 is reported out with individual recommendations and approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion. The members have signed their reports. Looks like everybody has. There's nothing else to come before the Rules Committee. Thank you. We're adjourned.